Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this last Sunday after the Epiphany, also referred to as Transfiguration Sunday. Our readings today: Exodus chapter 34, verses 29 to 35, Psalm 99, Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 12 to chapter 4, verse 2, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 28 to 36. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, His Spirit is with us. We rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. We travel in faith, for God's Spirit is with us. Lord, we have come because you have called us. We have come in the name of Jesus. We have come to declare the Father's love. We have come because you are worthy. We have come because you are here. Lord, empower us with your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge your presence and to worship you alone. Amen. Lord, we have come to meet with you to give you thanks and praise. Too often, we come for the wrong reasons, and the worship we offer is unworthy of you. But by your grace, receive our poor offering, and by your Holy Spirit, transform it into a celebration of your glory. As your disciples climb the mountain of transfiguration, we ask you to give us a glimpse of your glory. May all that is said and done lead us to your throne of grace. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Our hymn from Songs of Fellowship 453: Our God is an awesome God. Let us pray. We pray the collect for the last Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by our parish prayer. O God, who before the passion of your only begotten Son revealed his glory upon the holy mountain, grant to us that we, beholding by faith the light of his countenance, may be strengthened to bear our cross and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, A Transforming Experience. A Transforming Experience. The hymn writer, Rich Mullins, reminds us, our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. As we strive to build a relationship with this awesome God, we will be touched by God's wisdom, power, and love. And as a result, it is impossible for anyone to encounter God and remain the same. Our Old Testament lesson today from Exodus chapter 34 recalls one of the encounters Moses had with the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Moses makes his way down the sacred mountain with the new stone tablets of the covenant. Moses had an encounter with God, but he was unaware that his face was glowing. As he approached the people, they saw the glow of his face and they were afraid. The writer of the book of Exodus records, Moses came down from Mount Sinai. As he came down from the mountain with the two tablets of the covenant in his hand, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, the skin of his face was shining and they were afraid to come near him. Exodus 34 verses 29 and 30. Moses responded by covering his face with a veil in the presence of the people. In his face-to-face encounter with God, Moses' face acquired some of the glory of God. The manifestation of God's glory on Moses' face did not occur only once. It occurred each time he entered the tent of meeting to speak with God. Whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak to God, he would take the veil off until he came out. The Israelites would see the face of Moses, that the skin of his face was shining, and Moses would put the veil on his face again until he returned to speak with the Lord. Chapter 34, verses 34 and 35. The prophet Elijah also had an encounter with God. A fugitive from Queen Jezebel, Elijah is on the holy mountain, the same mountain where Moses had his encounter with God. Here, Elijah remains in a cave until he senses the presence of the Lord passing by. The story is told in 1 Kings chapter 19. The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a song of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood before the entrance of the cave. Then there came a voice to him that said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" 1 Kings 19, verses 11b to 13. Before his encounter with God, Elijah was full of fear, hiding from the wrath of Queen Jezebel. In his encounter with God, Elijah is told God's plan for him. His fear is gone, and he sets out to anoint a new king for Israel, Jehu in place of Ahab, and to anoint his successor, Elisha. 1 Kings 19, verse 16. While the transformation of Moses had a physical manifestation, his face shone, we can be certain that Moses returned from his encounter with God with a greater commitment to the task that God had given him. He was to lead the children of Israel, ex-slaves, through the wilderness to the promised land. After his encounter with God, Elijah's fear departed from him, and he left his hideout in the mountain to do the task that God set before him. In the Gospel of John, we are reminded that the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's Son, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1, verse 14. Those who encountered Jesus would have been exposed to the glory of God. We note in the Gospels that no one who encountered Jesus went away the same. When Jesus healed the man with the withered hand on the Sabbath, the man went away rejoicing. The Pharisees, however, were filled with fury and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. Luke chapter 6, verse 11. The lepers who encountered Jesus, the blind, the sick, even the dead who encountered Jesus, were never the same after that encounter. Those who had their sins forgiven were healed emotionally, physically, and spiritually. No one could have an encounter with Jesus the Christ and be the same after that experience. The Athanasius Creed reminds us that the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Spirit is God. Yet they are not three gods, but one God. An encounter, therefore, with the Holy Spirit is an encounter with God. When the disciples had their encounter with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, they were transformed. They were no longer frightened, weak, hesitant individuals, not sure of their purpose in the world. They became confident, eloquent language speakers, able to convince 3,000 people about the truth of Christ. Peter would conclude his powerful, convincing address with the words, "Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, whom you have crucified." Acts chapter 2, verse 36. The crowd, Luke reports, was cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ." Acts chapter 2, verse 37 and 38a. An encounter with the Father, an encounter with Jesus, the Son of the Father, an encounter with the Holy Spirit is a transforming experience. We would recall Saul the persecutor on the road to Damascus encountered the risen Christ and was transformed, not instantly, but eventually, to Paul the apostle to the Gentiles. The question remains, therefore, have we had an encounter with God through the Holy Spirit? Remember that the Holy Spirit dwells in us. As we encounter the Holy Spirit through prayer, worship, and Bible study, as we build our relationship with the Father through the Holy Spirit, we will be transformed from people of the world to people of God. We will be transformed from having hearts of stone to having hearts of flesh, from followers of the world to intentional disciples of Christ. All the characteristics that we certainly should strive to attain. Lent provides us with the opportunity to set aside the things of the world and focus on the things that will enable us to have an encounter, a real experience with our awesome God, a God of wisdom, power, and love. God, the divine potter, will transform us into chosen vessels, ready, like Moses and Elijah, to do our task for God, wherever in the vineyard God will place us. This Lent, therefore, let us with open hearts strive to have a real experience of the Holy Spirit, and therefore be ready for the task that God will call us to do. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of glory, we behold the mystery of your love. Master, chosen one, your radiant glory fills your church with hope and expectation. Transform our actions as we listen and wait upon your presence. Make us a people prepared to declare your love with boldness and trust. Master, chosen one, on the mountain the world was revealed to be subject to your rule. We entrust to you the nations of the earth and all who govern. Transform our structures with your justice and peace. Master, chosen one, Peter rushed to preserve the moment of your transfiguration. Capture our hearts for your kingdom. Make us agents of transformation in public and private relationships. Master, Chosen One, on coming down the mountain, you healed the boy held in the grip of convulsions. Pour out your transforming love on all who cry for release from their suffering. Set us free to sing your praises. Master, Chosen One, you spoke with the ancient prophets of your impending passion and resurrection. Transform our fear and bring us to trust in you. Bring us with all the departed to your eternal city. Lord of glory, we behold the mystery of your love. Amen. And today we have been invited to pray for peace in the Ukraine, an end to the invasion by Russia, and we pray that the people of the Ukraine will experience their liberation. So as we pray for them, we pray for the United Nations, for NATO, and all other international organizations who serve and work for peace in the world. Creator God, we pray for the United Nations Organization, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the European Union, and all other international organizations which serve peace and understanding, that they may be strong in helping to settle differences fairly, especially the difference between the people of Ukraine and the people of Russia. We pray that Russia would respect the rights of the people of the Ukraine and cease their recourse to violence. We pray that the political leaders involved would negotiate peace, that they may learn to trust each other, and that agreements they achieve may be respected. We pray that all would be aware of the value and responsibility of each nation to ensure that there is peace in your world. Amen. And as we pray for peace in Ukraine, we light a candle for peace. We light this candle for peace, Lord. May its light scatter the darkness. May its flame be a symbol to the people of Ukraine of hope. May its burning be a sign of faith, joining with many other lights for peace in Ukraine and for the people of Ukraine. We light this candle for peace. May our lives be an expression of peacemaking. May we seek to be lights in a dark world, pointing to you, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, and following you in the way of peace. Let the candle burn as a sign of peace offered to you today for the people of Ukraine. To you, Creator of nature and humanity, of truth and beauty, we pray. Hear our voice, for it is the voice of the victims of all war and violence against individuals and nations. Hear our voice, for it is the voice of all children who suffer and will suffer when people put their faith in weapons and war. Hear our voice when we beg you to instill in the hearts of all human beings the wisdom of peace, the strength of justice, and the joy of fellowship. Hear our voice, for we speak for the multitudes in every country and in every period of history who do not want war and are ready to walk the road of peace. Hear our voice and gain insight and strength so that we may always respond to hatred with love, to injustice with total dedication to justice, to need with the sharing of self, to war with peace. O God, hear our voice and grant unto the world your everlasting peace. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, Songs of Fellowship 58, Change My Heart, O God.
Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Change my heart, O
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the blessing of the Lord rest upon all his people in every land and of every tongue. The Lord meet in mercy all who seek him. The Lord comfort all who suffer and mourn. The Lord hasten his coming and give us his people peace by all means. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace this day and always. Amen. We pray that you will continue to be safe, to worship daily, and strive during this Lent to have a real encounter with God through the Holy Spirit. Remember to wash your hands for at least 20 seconds with soap. Keep your distance. If you can touch the person next to you, you are too close. And of course, wear your mask. Ensure that the mask is covering your nose and mouth. And we pray that you will have a spiritually rewarding and productive week. We have our hymn, Lord, the Light of Your Love, or Shine, Jesus, Shine, CPWI 529.